let's move on to other news on the ground here in Massachusetts today. The Federal Reserve Bank of Boston today announced a first-of-its-kind effort. It's granting $1.8 million to six struggling Massachusetts communities to encourage them to think more creatively about rebuilding their local economies.
The unusual program does not fund specific projects. Instead, the grants will support more systematic efforts to revitalize a community's civic infrastructure. The grant winners include Salem, Somerville, Chelsea, Holyoke, Fitchburg, and Lawrence.
Joining us now is Jessica Anders, Executive Director of Lawrence Community Works, a nonprofit community development corporation in Lawrence, of course. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. We've been walking on air all day in Lawrence.
Well, walking on air because Lawrence received the largest grant out of this $1.8 million from the Boston Fed, some $700,000. How do you plan to put that to use in Lawrence?
Well, we plan to put that to very good use. We are engaged in this deeply collaborative effort in the community to support the school's turnaround. Many of your listeners may know that Lawrence's schools were taken over by the state a couple of years ago, and that situation has actually presented this tremendous opportunity to open up the schools to the community and community organizations and to parent engagement in a way that's never really before been seen in the city.
Well, Jessica, if I may, tell me a little bit more about that. Like, describe to me exactly what you envision. How this money would be put to work in the schools, for example.
Absolutely. So the Lawrence Public Schools is going to be opening a new family resource center in the city, and we're envisioning this family resource center as both a real and virtual hub of engagement for families. They're going to have to come through the resource center in order to register their children for school, and while they're there, they're going to get connected to a whole range of resources that range from strategies to start very involved conversations between parents and teachers about different cultural expectations around education and how they can both co-invest in their child's success in school, mm-hmm. to a range of resources to support parents in becoming more employable, getting better skills, and getting connected to pathways and resources for employments and eventually, hopefully, actual job placements, and whether first internships and then actual job placements with local employers.
So that's interesting. So schools becoming not just a hub for education, but a hub for parents in Lawrence as well. But let me ask you about this. As you know, the Boston Fed a couple years ago did a study of the city of Springfield and just basically asked the question, why is it that Springfield was struggling when other so-called post-industrial cities like New Haven, Connecticut were doing better? And they found that no matter where a city was located and regardless of its ethnic makeup or whatever the former industry was, none of that mattered, that the primary drivers of success were sustained leadership and collaboration between businesses, governments, nonprofit groups, and community members. Have you seen that collaboration in Lawrence, or have things thus far been more siloed as we might have seen in other struggling communities?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Lawrence's particular history is very interesting, and historically a lot of not only financial but human capital has always flowed out of the city. And so what you have, and given all the economic changes of the last half century or so, you've had a city that's really struggled with very scarce resources and a real lack of civic engagement and leadership at the local level. And so I think that there have been some very strong efforts in Lawrence, and there have been some wonderful nonprofit collaborations here, but you're absolutely right that things have been more siloed. And what's so exciting about this effort, I think, to all of us, is that this is really the first time that the schools have opened up to the community in this way. And it's also, you know, I think many of us are excited because we have some new leadership at the political level in the city that is entirely focused on collaboration and bringing the best that Lawrence has to bear on this challenges and struggles that we're facing.
And I guess this is one of the reasons why the Boston Fed's this new grant program of them is getting a lot of attention, because Fed officials have said that they're trying to push community leaders to think very imaginatively about repairing civic psyches in order to rebuild the economy of a struggling community. I mean, is that what's needed in Lawrence, repairing the civic psyche of the city?
I think that's what's been needed for a long time, and that, you know, has certainly been part of the analysis of Lawrence Community Works and a lot of the organizing work and civic engagement work that we've been engaged in over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years has not necessarily been about organizing around a particular issue. It's about building people's habits and practices around civic engagement, neighborhood engagement, democratic deliberation, understanding of local power structures, ways to negotiate and navigate those systems and get involved. And I think that that is definitely needed in these cities because they've been in many ways kind of bruised by these larger economic forces that have been at play. They've seen the loss of jobs, they've seen divestment, they've seen outflow of population, although in Lawrence we've had tremendous growth and have a very vibrant immigrant community here. So, but, you know, those folks also need opportunities to learn how to form networks of support within the city and take roots here in their new country. So I think that's absolutely the right metaphor and the right framework.
Well, Jessica, let me finally ask you in the last couple seconds that we have. I mean, Lawrence has won $700,000 in this grant from the Boston Fed. It's only going to last a couple years. In the grand scheme of things, given the challenges that Lawrence has, it's not all that much. So again, in just the last couple seconds we have, how do you see this setting up Lawrence for future success beyond the period of the grant?
Well, I would have two quick answers to that. One is that we're going to do everything we can to hustle to bring this story to the attention of other funders regionally and nationally so that we can garner some continued investment, and I think the schools are going to be a great partner in that. But the second answer is that we really have to rebuild Lawrence from within, and if we have better schools and a better education base and we can start to bring up the wealth and prosperity of the population that's here now, then we're going to have a better tax base in the city and we're going to be able to be more self-sufficient and fund some of this stuff ourselves from within.
Well, Jessica Anders is Executive Director of Lawrence Community Works. Lawrence today is one of six Massachusetts communities that's won a first-of-its-kind grant from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston in order to build up the civic infrastructure of struggling communities around the Commonwealth. Jessica Anders, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Appreciate it.
And stay with us. Coming up, Sleepless Nation. Many of us get far too little sleep, which can lead to big health problems. We'll talk about the health risks associated with too little sleep and a public health campaign to promote more sleep. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.